This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Kalyan Banerjee's smart political pivot, a communication breakdown. The art of the managed reversal. Kalyan Banerjee's political pivot. What happened? Senior Trinamool Congress leader Kalyan Banerjee publicly declared his loyalty to party chief Mamata Banerjee following a turbulent period of internal party conflict. After previously criticising Abhishek Banerjee as arrogant, Kalyan has now signalled a reconciliation with the younger leader. He also went on offence against rebel TMC MPs who were reportedly flirting with the rival NDA. The communication angle. Kalyan Banerjee just executed one of the hardest moves in political communication, the public reversal, without the public apology. Most people get this wrong. They either double down on their original position and look stubborn, or they fold completely and look spineless. Kalyan did neither. He repositioned. The phrase "I will be with Diddy" is doing enormous work here. Notice what it does not say. It does not say I was wrong about Abhishek. It does not explain, justify, or grovel. It plants a flag. In communication, a clean declaration of where you stand almost always outperforms a lengthy explanation of why you changed your mind. Explanations invite scrutiny. Declarations invite alignment. The attack on the rebel MPs is the second smart move, and it is not accidental. When you need to signal a change in your own position, redirect attention outward. By going hard at Kagali Ghosh Dastidar and the others considering an NDA switch, Kalyan shifts the conversation from why did Kalyan criticise the party leadership to look at who the real traitors are. This is misdirection used as a loyalty signal. It is effective because it works on two audiences simultaneously. It reassures the party leadership and it establishes him as a fighter rather than a penitent. Here is where most professionals can learn something real. In workplaces, people constantly botch their own reversals. They send long emails explaining why they now support the decision they opposed in last week's meeting. All that explanation does is remind everyone that they were the problem. The better move is to state your current position clearly, find something external to push against, and let your actions carry the message forward. Kalyan is not explaining his past. He is narrating his present. The one risk in this approach, it only works if the underlying relationship in this case with Mamata's camp has a foundation of trust or mutual need. Without that foundation, a sudden loyalty declaration reads as desperate rather than strategic. Kalyan has history in the party. That history is the credibility that makes the pivot land. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on positional clarity gives your framework for stating your current stance in a way that projects confidence rather than confusion, so the people listening follow your lead instead of picking apart your history. The takeaway. Before your next difficult conversation, where you need to walk back a position, write down exactly one sentence that states where you stand today. Not where you stood before, not why you changed, just today's position, stated clearly. Lead with that sentence. Everything else you say should reinforce it, not explain it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.